Good morning. This is Classic Country 1450 AM 103.5 FM KBBS. This is Community Speaks, brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Joining me today, we've got a twofer. Mark Smith with the Buffalo Area Chamber of Commerce and John Cordonnier with the Buffalo Downtown Association. Guys, appreciate you taking the time here today.
I appreciate you guys having us.
Yeah, thanks, Brady. Appreciate
Absolutely. And you know, Mark, we had Longmire Days this past weekend, of course.
And we did.
And I think everyone involved
and actually,
with
both
that
of you kind of had a part in helping us with that. We could not do that event without all the volunteers and things that we get. So, it was a great Longmire Days, and thank God it's over.
Yeah. You know, I probably agree with that. It was a long weekend. There's a lot going on. It was 100 degrees, which didn't make it any easier. But
Well, and I have to thank Jennifer McCormick and Lori Clark and our board of directors was really involved this year. Without their help this year, they did a lot of things. The auction, we raised over $43,000 at the auction this year, which is $21,000 they had last year. So we're really happy with everything. Obviously, it's going to take a few weeks to see how everything came out. So hopefully, we got some extra money there for Canine for Warriors.
Yeah, be nice. It was a lot of people in town for the event.
Yes.
I know a lot of Buffalo people like to leave town for that weekend while the tourists come in and spend their money and take over Buffalo. Yeah. But that's okay, too. You know, we'll take their money and then they can go back home.
I will say the highlight for me was I got to go on the horseback ride up at Paradise Ranch this year, and that was just awesome.
Yeah.
So
I got to, and I should thank you for this, was hosting the conversations with the actors.
Yes.
They did those each day. Actually, I had Jonna fill in for me on Sunday because I got sick. I think the 100 degree temps got to me a little bit, but Friday and Saturday, Friday and Saturday.
I was fortunate. I was still on antibiotics from being sick the week before that, so, yeah.
So you're good.
Yeah, but no, you know what? We got a ton of positive feedback on the job that you guys at the radio station did for us, the street dance, everything. So we really appreciated you guys stepping up and being a sponsor, and the people love the conversations. They had a blast with you.
Oh, good. Excellent. Yeah. To be honest, I was a little nervous about that.
Yeah.
In 2 hours, I had to fill. That's a lot of time.
It goes quick, doesn't it?
Sort of.
Yeah.
The first hour goes by pretty quick. Then you're wondering, how am I going to fill the second hour? No, it went fine. And I know Friday and Saturday we had full houses in the gymnasium, which holds quite a few people. I think I heard you had sold like over 700 tickets to like each of the Saturday events.
Yeah, they were full. And we had... we had people trying to sneak in, so it's amazing. I mean, people, the people that come here for Longmire are crazy about Longmire.
Crazy.
I've just never seen anything quite like it. It's amazing.
Yeah, it was a lot of fun, and I think, like you said, it's nice to have it in the rearview mirror and move on from here. Well, today I've got not only Mark Smith with the Chamber, but also John Cordonnier with the Buffalo Downtown Association, and we're going to talk a little bit about you guys working together, because I know when I've had both of you on individually, you've talked about each other and how you guys can work together to make things happen. So I'll just kind of open it up to you guys and let you talk about how you're working together and things you're going to do.
Well, you know, Brady, as Mark and I have spent some time together as we're relatively
new
to Buffalo. But, you know, a lot of people see things like Longmire events and think that that's pretty much what the Chamber does, then you see Farmers Market and flowers, as we've talked about, and that's what the BDA does. Yes. But there is so much more that we do. Just behind the scenes in things of making Buffalo a vibrant community, especially the working with the businesses to just help them. And that's tourism. Mm-hmm. That is events. But it's a whole bunch more than that. As Mark and I continue to talk, I mean, Mark, I don't know, our wives are probably starting to talk about as we get together so much.
They never see us, so. But no, you know, it is. It's and that's a synergy that really hasn't been there for a while again. So John and I have really sat down, and we're getting into the weeds now where we're talking about strategic things between our organizations and not just what we can do for the community, but what we can do for each other. The survey that they just did with the BDA, it was really interesting, the results that came back. And the other thing, if you want to know how people, Cheyenne or somebody just did a survey, and they didn't even get half the responses that we got here in Buffalo.
Yeah, the the survey, we got 652 responses, three times the national average.
That's awesome.
And Main Street, and Main Street does this. They've got over 1,600 communities that are Main Street communities. So we did a – and that's Buffalo. I mean, that's Buffalo coming out and saying, you know what, we care.
What was the survey? Now that you've brought up the survey, what was the survey about? What did it have to do with?
It was specific because we, as a Main Street organization, were specifically charged with downtown. So it had a lot to do with downtown. It had questions of, you know, what kind of shops would you like to see downtown? What about hours and when shops are open? So there was a lot of information there, and we will actually get the full results of that study that was done by National Main Street. I'm supposed to get that later this week. So we'll continue to talk about that. Mark and I will get together. We'll start formulating some strategic plans based on their recommendations, but then taking into consideration what the community has said. I mean, the community says that, you know, we're a friendly place. We're a beautiful place, historic. I mean, there was all kinds of great words and things that the community shared. And economic development, as we look at it, is not as much as what most people think of economic development. Bring in the greatest next big business, to bring in a whole bunch of employees. It's taking advantage of the assets that we already have. We've got some great assets. Like Clear Creek. San Antonio. You can think, if you've ever been there in the Riverwalk, just Pueblo, Colorado. They've spent millions of dollars to have water running through their downtown. We've got it basically for free, but it's an asset we're not taking advantage of. And it's an asset we need to, because people enjoy that kind of thing. So that's economic development. That's helping our existing businesses expand, helping them thrive, so that then other investors and other businesses look at Buffalo and say, whoa, wait a minute, I got to do something here.
Yeah.
So,
you know, and to John's point, you know, the it's funny, the creek in that survey, but we, at the chamber, you know, we deal with a lot of different businesses, and some of the things that John and them are planning to do downtown makes Buffalo more of a destination. This weekend, I can tell you that we had between 40 to 50 people that wanted rooms to stay in Buffalo that weren't here for Longmire, that were coming through, that unfortunately got sent on down the road because we were full. But that doesn't happen every weekend. And if you've been to the Hampton Inn, I'm amazed at how many people don't know. Have you ever been out on their patio? With the creek coming by?
I've stayed there and have not been on the patio.
There's a destination for people to come here to get married. We have a lot of things with our ranches and all these things that we need to capitalize on. And so we're working on trying to do that and make it so people want to spend 2 days instead of 1 day or 3 days here in Buffalo.
Take a moment and just talk about the economic difference when someone stays 2 days instead of 1 day.
Well, you know, from our perspective, you know, it's you know, generally the national average is about, I think they figure like $180 a day, but the average here in Buffalo is almost $300 that they spend.
Is that per person or per family?
Per, you know, family that'll come. And it's not just the eating part. People come here because we have such different shops and different things. It's amazing how many people will come back to the chamber carrying a bag from the sports lure.
Yeah, the sports lure is a destination.
It is, you know, and people are like, hey, I don't have to go to Cabela's. We've got that right here. And we really do.
You know, and it's funny, speaking of the sports lure, because I was down in Casper, must have been springtime, and I did a guided fly fishing trip on the North Platte, and the guide had mentioned, he said, where are you from? I said, Buffalo. He says, oh, sports lure. He says, you know, for a small town, that's a really good sporting goods store.
I ran into a guy at the Occidental the other night, and he just could not believe that he found his favorite cigar here in Buffalo. Hugh had it.
Mm-hmm. Cool.
Down at the Hitching Post. You know, so, I mean, there is a lot of really neat things that we have in our community. And let's face it, downtown is our jewel, so to speak. And you know, but the more people we get in, the more they're going to shop at a lot of other places. We had a couple of auto repair places that were pretty busy this weekend, and You know, just a lot of things. So when you bring those kind of people in, it has an effect on our local economy. I'm not sure exactly what the economic impact is of, say, Longmire. But all these things, everything from farmers market to all the way to Longmire, I have some sort of economic impact for us in our community, and it helps our businesses, and it brings in more tax dollars.
Yeah, so, and then as the synergy between Mark and I, you know, because we do have, we overlap, obviously, because Mark, you know, the whole town, the whole community outside of the community, he mentioned the ranches, but as we work together, we're bringing even those working together and collaborating.
Yes.
So that now when we talk about like TA Ranch or HF Bar, and they've got a group, they've got people that are coming into town, working together to bring those people to the entire community of Buffalo is really important.
It is.
So, you know, because we have so much to offer, and sometimes we don't take advantage of that. I mean, it was yesterday there was a huge bus unloaded right on Main Street,
yeah,
and went to, you know, different restaurants and that, and spent a couple of hours downtown. So as we work together, we're going to learn more and more about all of the things that are happening in Buffalo, mm-hmm, and capitalize on those things so everybody wins. I mean, that's real important.
You know, to what John was saying, you know, this is my first year because we're both new. He's just getting a start on the programs that are available at the BDA. I spent this year at RMI and at IPW. And at IPW, I spent 6 days meeting with people from international markets. And it was amazing how many bus tour operators did not know we had hotels that had more than 30 rooms. And so, you know, when you sit down with them and start showing them what we've got in Buffalo, that they can walk up the Clear Creek to downtown from the hotels here instead of staying at a hotel at one of our unnamed nearby cities. You know, we're trying to get them to come here. So it's, you know, and so all that, even if that bus only stays, like John said, for an hour or 2 hours, those people come into town and spend money.
Yeah, and it's amazing how many people that you run into that are not only from somewhere in the United States, but the world. I mean,
yes.
Gosh, there was, yeah. I was talking to the new owners of the Mansion House. They had a group of motorcycles that came in from Italy. and over in Europe that came over specifically just to ride their motorcycles in the West. I mean, that's huge.
Yeah.
I mean, we just don't even realize sometimes where people are coming from and what they are spending here in Buffalo. And that was one of the things that came through the Main Street study was that, you know, as a tourist destination, again, taking advantage of those assets that we have so that more people come and realize, like Mark said, you know, educating those outside of Buffalo, really what we have to offer everybody that comes here.
And I think the more we can bring people to town, you know, for whatever reason, it makes our businesses thrive. And hopefully when our businesses thrive, they expand. And that's a huge part of the economic development that John and I have talked about. And we've talked with different businesses, some downtown, some on Fort and Hart Street. You know, there's a lot of potential here. And I know some people here in town get nervous when they hear the word growth. But what we're talking about is good growth. And, you know, it's not, you know, things that are going to bring crime and different things to our
city. We're not going to turn into Casper.
No, nor does anybody want to.
Right.
So, you know, so it's manageable growth, but it's growth that our you know, we need. And as other industries like gas and oil and coal have diminished, I mean, tourism's right there.
Yeah, and it's not going away for sure. People that have money to spend on tourism spend money. You know, they spend money on travels. And, you know, I talked to a number of businesses yesterday and throughout the weekend, and they had an awesome weekend. They were up 40% from years past. I mean, just fantastic. But the thing that we have to look at is, okay, so that's one event. And not to take away from that at all, but that is one event. And you have to look at, and Mark and I have to look at, the sustainability of growth here in Buffalo. And if just by chance that event went away, What do we do? Yeah. We have to look ahead. We have to look into the future. You can't just sit on your laurels because if you aren't moving forward, you're moving backward. You're not neutral. We've talked about that. And so there are things that we have to put into place and that we work on together to make sure that that's sustainable, because if our businesses are thriving, what does that do for you and I in this community as a resident that stays here all the time? Brings more services, brings more things that we can take advantage of. But it has to be more than just one weekend. Would you agree?
Oh, yeah, definitely. And when you have an event that's around something like Longmire, for instance, you know, which is a TV show that they're not taping anymore, you know, and the actors all, and Craig Johnson and Judy, they're all committed to keeping it going. But, you know,
one of those problems is finding a weekend when they're all available.
Well, right. So they go off and get other jobs and things. So it's as of right now, we're planning on doing it again next year, I guess. But
I'm going to be out of town that weekend.
So, yeah, I'm sure. So am I, I think. So, but you know, it is. And that's why we're looking at trying to create a harvest festival and some things that are around Buffalo.
Well, Buffalo's interesting because a lot of times it's not the, except for maybe a weekend like you have a Longmire Days, it's not usually people's end-all be-all destination. It's sort of somewhere to stop along the way, like if they're going out to Yellowstone or you know, what have you. And so, like you guys have been talking about all morning, it's nice to have a few things to maybe keep them here an extra day rather than just one, maybe that second day.
It is. That's why the two visitor centers, the one that's inside the chamber and the one that we have out on Highway 16, are so important. The one on Highway 16 pushes people up here every day, and so when they stop in to get their Yellowstone information, we also get a chance to get a shot at them coming through town, coming up and staying here in Buffalo for another day.
Absolutely. And you know, one thing to take away from today, I think it's good that the Chamber and the Downtown Association are working together. I don't think it probably does either one of you any good if you're, you know, not working together.
No, not at all.
Absolutely. Got Mark Smith with the Chamber of Commerce, John Cordonnier with the Buffalo Downtown Association. Guys, thank you so much for taking the time today.
Hey, thank you. For having us.
Absolutely. This is Community Speaks, and it's brought to you by the Prescription Shop on Fort Street. Keep it tuned, KBBS.